From Houston, Texas, that's the Doika Brothers, John and Mark Doika, from their recording 25 Years Making Tracks and Somewhere My Love on It's Polka Time.
It's the 45th annual Pulaski Polka Days at the Pulaski Polka Grounds in Pulaski, Wisconsin, July 18th through the 21st. This year's Pulaski Polka Days features over 20 of the nation's top polka bands, including Lenny Gamulka and Chicago Push, Michael Costa and The Beat, The Music Connection, Polka Family Band, Live Wire, New Generation, Tony Blazonczyk and New Phase, The Moroshik Brothers, Dinah Brass, Polish Connection, Craig Ebel and Diversico, The Good Time Dutchman, Polka Confetti featuring America's Polka Sweetheart Stephanie, The Steve Meisner Legacy Band, The Musical Brass, Chad Chabilsky, and the Polka Country Musicians. Throughout the weekend, enjoy free dance lessons and polka contest, arts and crafts, polka worship service, pancake and porky breakfast, fireworks on Thursday, garden walk, and World Concertina Congress jam session on Saturday, plus a huge parade on Sunday. It's the 45th annual Pulaski Polka Days at the Pulaski Polka Grounds in Pulaski, Wisconsin, July 18th through the 21st. For more information, visit PulaskiPolkaDays.com.
Keep those dancing shoes on. It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel. We'll return after these commercial messages.
Hey, folks, it's Big G inviting you to join me this Saturday, June 29th, for a live broadcast from 12 to 2 on 98Q Country at Lena's Northern Pines and Resorts Grand Opening in Butternut, Wisconsin. Lena and Frank Matola are kicking things off with a Friday fish fry at 3 p.m. And there's breakfast buffet both Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Register to win brewer tickets, Wisconsin Dell attraction packages, and more. See you this Saturday at Lena's Northern Pines and Resort, located on Lakeshore Drive in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin.
Northwoods Service Center is your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Have your power sport and outboard motor work done by a certified power sports technician. Jared is the right man for the job, whether that job is a side-by-side, an outboard motor, an ATV, or a snowmobile. They're even an authorized dealer of Hewitt Dock and Lift Systems, but call them to install or remove docks of any brand. Your Power Sport Pro goes with you on the trail and on the water. Make sure it's someone you trust. Make sure it's Northwoods Service Center, your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Call Jared today at 715-518-9118 or find him next to Valley Laundry in Park Falls.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Congratulations! You found the home for America's original party music with Craig Ebel, and it's Polka Time.
Go buy a boat, sail away from here. Have lots of fun throughout the years. Go buy a boat, from the land you'll be free. Live your life, take it out on the sea. buy a boat, sail away from here. Have lots of fun, or drink and give cheer. Go buy a boat, from the land you'll be free. Live your life, take it out on the sea.
From Dracut, Massachusetts, that's Matt Rosinski and a tune called Go Buy a Boat on It's Polka Time. Here's Eric Noltkamper right now and a tune called The Postcard Polka.
I got a postcard from my baby. She said she's coming back home to stay. She asked me if I could forgive her for that day she went away. It's been so long since I have seen her and kissed her lips that once were so true. I sent a postcard back to my baby. It said, come home, I still love you.
Hey folks, that's going to do it for me, Craig Ebel, on another edition of It's Polka Time. Hope you enjoyed our show. We'll do it all again next week. Taking me home is Casey Fingers Shavirsky and his orchestra with a tune called DJ Hop. We'll see you next week on the radio for another edition of It's Polka Time. So long, everyone.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Despite Thursday's debate, the Biden campaign insists the president is not exiting the race. ABC's Mary Alice Parks has more.
They still believe they can win this if they organize, they do this on the ground. I had one interesting conversation I thought was worth noting with a former Bernie Sanders staffer. She now works for Democrats that are really in vulnerable districts, and she said that. She said, put your head down and do the work. She said, my guy had a heart attack. You stay on message, you do the work, you continue to draw contrast with Trump. That's at least their game plan for now.
The Supreme Court on Friday did not rule on former President Trump's claim of absolute immunity from prosecution. That's expected Monday. The court did overturn about 40 years of deference to federal agencies when it comes to rulemaking. The power to interpret those ambiguous rules now given to the courts. And the TSA screened 2.93 million people yesterday, saying it's the fourth busiest day on record. This is ABC News. NASA insists its astronauts are not stranded at the International Space Station as they troubleshoot issues with the spacecraft.
The two astronauts were only supposed to be gone for about a week after taking off on June 5th, but as their spacecraft has encountered mechanical issues, they've yet to return home.
I want to reiterate and remind folks that Starliner is really designed for a 210-day mission.
NASA's Steve Stitch says they're in no rush.
Starliner remains available in cases of an emergency or a contingency on the space station, where the crew would have to return very quickly back to Earth.
No return date has yet been set. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Federal prosecutors in New York rested their case in the bribery trial of Senator Bob Menendez, alleging the New Jersey Democrat accepted cash in exchange for political favors. He's pleaded not guilty. And the lowest turnout election in Iran's history failed to produce a winner. Iran's announced it will hold a runoff presidential election Friday. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wildlife advocates are filing another legal challenge to Wisconsin's wolf management plan. Mike Moan reports.
A coalition announced the appeal this week, and it centers on how the management plan came together under the state DNR. A judge dismissed the original lawsuit earlier this spring. It accused an agency panel of breaking the rules for how it interacted with special interest groups tied to hunting. Melissa Smith, with Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife, says by favoring certain voices, other wildlife groups are left behind.
It's quite egregious that the citizens of Wisconsin do not have any legal standing to challenge the rules in any decisions that's wildlife related.
The coalition says the judge's decision conflicts with principles under the public trust doctrine. The Department of Natural Resources says it cannot respond to pending litigation. This legal activity comes a few months after federal officials opted to keep the gray wolf on the endangered species list. State law requires a wolf hunt if the animal is delisted from federal protections, but the new management plan doesn't include a goal with specific numbers. Instead, the plan focuses on sustainability. Meanwhile, Smith says she wants state rules to be consistent.
If you look at the deer plan, our Wisconsin deer plan, it states plain as day that deer are held in the public trust. So it seems that it's pretty inconsistent when they decide something is held in the public trust and when something is not.
Hunting and farming groups contend the gray wolf population has grown too large, putting livestock at risk. But conservationists say these concerns are often overstated, that management efforts need to be rooted in science. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
A tale of two cities. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cubs 4-2 here at AmFam Field Friday night. Are the Cubs batters simply playing too much under pressure? Manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I mean,
That's not something we've been doing, really. So their bullpen did a good job getting swing and miss.
At $213 million, the Cubs have the ninth highest payroll this year in baseball, while at $105 million, the Brewers rank 23rd. And yet, Milwaukee's in first place, the Cubs in last. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's encouraging that guys are just, you know, they're hungry. That's the best way I can say it. You know, they're hungry. They love playing. They love the game. They're always helping each other. We're not perfect. I mean, we're not great, but, you know, to see them help each other and see them be excited for Churio, you know, and it's a beautiful thing. As a coach, it's a beautiful thing. It gives you hope that there is still that teammate concept in baseball, you know.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Download our app and listen on your phone.
Rock it in your pocket.
Anytime, anywhere.
98Q Country.
Jail revival. I'm a bottle in a Bible. I'm a Rolling Stone disciple with a cross across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado. Jagged edges on my halo. Hope the chariot gon' swing low and carry me away. This little light of mine damn near burned me alive. Lord knows that mama tried and I don't know if I'm boss undiscerning, holy water with my bourbon, standing on the bridge I'm burning with a can of gasoline. Am I worth saving if I'm always faded? It feels like I'm caught in between. Halfway to heaven or halfway to hell, my angels and demons at war with myself. One foot in the fire and I still can't.
Your favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
I ain't rich, but I damn sure wanna be. Working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that had kicked the bucket and I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull it. It can buy me a Yeti 110 ice down with some silver bullets. Yeah. So, but it can buy me a boat. They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar. But I could change all that if I had a couple $1 million. I keep hearing that money is the root of all evil, and you can't fit a camel through the eye of a needle. I'm sure that's probably true, but it still
sounds pretty cool, cause it could buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull. It can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so. But it can buy me a boat to float down on the water with a beer. I hear the Powerball Lotto is sitting on $100 million. Well, that'll buy boat. It could buy me a truck to pull it. It could buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah. So, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, it can buy me a boat.
Weekends never sounded so good. 98 Q Country.
You're never gonna be alone, never from now on. Need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away, I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, baby, I held.
Gonna love you, Parmalee, on your station, right here. So the big movies this weekend, I guess there are two of them. A Quiet Place, Day One. This is the prequel to the two movies, A Quiet Place. This is the beginning of the saga, and it's called Day One. It gets 84 on Rotten Tomatoes. These are the critics. There are no audience reviews yet, but 84, that's pretty good from the critics. And then there's Horizon, an American Saga, Chapter 1. It gets 39 from the critics. It does have an audience review of 71. So there you go. The two movies, Quiet Place, Horizon, Kevin Costner movie. You choose, you go. You spend money on the popcorn.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive. Like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
With over 2,000 animals and acres of fun, you'll find a million reasons to smile at Wildwood Wildlife Park.
Did you happen to see the snow leopards?
What? Snow leopards? How cool is that?
Or experience that cool safari tram ride all in one day.
We love coming to the zoo. It's so much fun.
It's a wild.
If you can make a hyena laugh, flirt with flamingos, party with parakeets, polka with penguins, what a treat! Laugh out loud, cause the lemurs are cute. Libra with the zebra, it's up to you.
It's a wild world, wildlife world.
Highway 70, 2 miles west of Minocqua.
Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce invites everyone to a spectacular 4th of July celebration. Starting with the huge parade at 2 p.m., then head on over to Elk Lake Park for family fun and rock the evening away with Hip Pocket. At dusk, see the bang-up fireworks display that won't disappoint. On the 5th, stroll the streets downtown for business, retail, sidewalk sales. And on July 6th, Elk Lake Park will have an arts and crafts fair with many local vendors. See all the Phillips Chamber events on their Facebook page.
Complete Auto Repair on 9th Street South in Park Falls, Wisconsin is your go-to for all your automotive needs. Chris and his team handle everything from brakes, exhaust, electrical diagnosis, and AC service to general maintenance. They also specialize in motors and transmissions. Take advantage of daily specials like $50 off front and rear pad and rotors, and up to $100 off on a complete brake job. Plus, Chris passes on any discounts to his loyal customers. Visit Complete Auto Repair for top-notch service from tires to tune-ups on 9th Street South in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Coming up next week for live music near you, we have Wednesday Night Live in Park Falls at Chrysler Park on July 3rd at 6 p.m. with Old Pine Road playing some great music. And then on July 4th, Music in the Park will kick off at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. Hip Pocket will be playing music starting at 6 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny, breezy, a high around 68. For tonight, mostly clear, still a bit breezy, a low around 40. For Sunday, sunshine, highs near 70 degrees. On Monday, slight chance of a shower, 71. Right now, it's 68.
98.
So this is where it's
country.
I love a first cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love a twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Well, the window's down on a first ride in a paid-up truck. And I love a slow down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six string with stars out and a campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close to the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 you on our down, that's what my world spins around. Well, I finally get it now, and they say, you know, you know. And yeah, girl, you had me from that first hello. And the only thing better is heaven above. But until I get there, I'll never get enough of the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way what my world spins around. What my world spins around. Oh yeah. The way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. And I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 you on our peace and ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around. You're what my world spins around. What my world spins around.
Weekends never sounded so good. 98Q Country.
Something about a truck in a farmer's field. A no trespass sign. A time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt. What's the big deal? Something about a truck in a farmer's field. And something about beer sitting on ice after a long hard day makes it taste just right. On that drop tailgate on a summer night. There's something about beer sitting on ice. Something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. In that farmer's field will make a boy miss. Something about a girl in a red sundress. And there's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more on that drop tailgate. Back behind the corn, the most natural thing you'd ever felt before. There's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips, begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the birds and the bees and all.
some out of creek around 2 a.m. After a